Good morning, beautiful children. So a few months ago when we were on the radio only, I talked to you about water and the baptism of Jesus. So I thought today we would talk about water and the baptism of Amos. That's really, really cool. So what do you guys like to do with water?
Drink it?
I like to play with it.
To play with it? What do you like to do with water?
Spray your sister with it.
What about swim? Do you like to swim in water? And I know probably one of your favorite times of day is bath time. No, that doesn't look like a favorite time. All right, well, at church, we like to do something special with water that you just got to see, baptism. And do you think we use dirty, muddy water to do baptism? We don't here. No, we don't. We have nice, clean, sparkling water in the baptismal font. But some churches baptize by sprinkling, like you saw Pastor Jim do with Amos. And some churches actually go out into a lake or they have a big tub and they dunk the person in it. Those all work. They're all the same. And as you saw today, Amos was baptized as a baby. But churches also baptize adults. And that's just as good. That's all good. It reminds us that God has saved us and washed away our sins. So when we baptize Amos this morning, Ruthie and Benjamin, your family and our church family were saying, God, take this precious baby and wash away his sins. Now, you probably are thinking, what sins does he have as a one-year-old? Well, he probably doesn't have many sins as a one-year-old. But we're saying, God, throughout his whole life, wash away his sins, hold him close to you, and keep him as your precious child. Your family was asking for this, and your church family was asking for this. And it's going to take all of us, not just to keep Amos on track, but it's going to take all of us to keep each other on track. That's why we're here as a church family together. And we have to encourage each other one step at a time, one day at a time. So when you think of a baptism, and I don't know if any of you remember your baptisms, but there's Cole's baptism right here at Trinity. And here is Kinsey's baptism right here at Trinity. And there's Drew's baptism right here at Trinity. Ruthie, do you remember Benjamin's baptism here? Sort of, yep. And now you're going to remember Amos's baptism. So I want you to think about whenever you see a baptism, it might not be for a family member of yours or even somebody you know, but just remember your baptism. And what that means is when you were baptized, someone very special to you and somebody who loved you said, take this child and protect them their whole life. And your church family and your friends and family were saying a prayer like this. So let's pray. God, take these children of yours and always protect them and love them. We are going to do the best we can, but we know we can't do it without your Holy Spirit. So help us. Help Ruthie, Benjamin, Amos, Kinsey, Cole, and Drew, Ethan, Ezra, Luca, Mackenzie, Jesse, Connor, and Casey to follow your word and your path for their lives. Bless them and keep them, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Amen.